This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is coming along to 5:40 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And now it's time for Today on Twitter, where really only one thing is happening. We're talking about why the hashtags National Embarrassment and its rather punny Malay counterpart, Kemaluan Negara, are trending.
So if you haven't heard the news already, it's really everywhere. Today, the Court of Appeal unanimously affirmed the High Court's decision to convict and sentence former PM Dato' Sri Najib Razak for the misappropriation of 42 million ringgit. Now, the I think these hashtags have their place in the specific words that Court of Appeal Judge Dato' Abdul Karim Abdul Jalil delivered during the ruling. And I'm quoting him here. He said, "This is no national interest as the appellant claimed for SRC. This is a national embarrassment." And as we know, Malaysians were quick to jump on this and hashtag national embarrassment and hashtag Kemaluan Negara were born.
So I want to say upfront that as far as the use of the Malay language goes, I think we're all in agreement that Kemaluan is not necessarily a direct translation for embarrassment. Instead, it is a pretty direct translation for something else entirely. But that is the nature of humour, my friends. Or of occasionally, it's not even smutty. I think it's just punny humour that lives on Twitter. So some of the standout tweets I think that we're seeing. So we have this one, the Hakim calling Najib a national embarrassment is the Asian parents' energy I need in the morning, which is quite appropriate, I think. Yesterday, we spoke about how Parliament sometimes feels like a school or a classroom, and Asian parent energy, I think, is quite accurate. I love this one from Liana Yusuf, who says, "I was literally crying just now, and then I opened Twitter and saw Kemaluan Negara trending, and I'm not sad anymore, you guys. I love our people."
We have Safirul actually making quite a clever point, saying sometimes when you try to be cheeky by riding on the hashtag Maluapa Bosku, life flips it back on you with hashtag Kemaluan Negara.
Yeah, so I think that is the general tone. A lot of enjoyment of the phrase itself, which I think has us thinking also about other notable catchphrases, right, that have made their way into the Malaysian landscape. And perhaps unsurprising because of his stature and also because of the size of the scandal, a lot of the most recent catchphrases that have really captured imagination stemmed from Dato' Sri Najib Razak.
We already mentioned Maluapa Bosku, of course, which depending on which side of the fence you are, you either love or hate. But can I advise you something? By, of course, Datin Sri Rosma is another one that a lot of people pick on. But I have to say that my favorite, and mostly because the tone in which it's said still reverberates in my mind, is correct, correct, correct from that infamous VK Lingam clip in 2007. I just think that there are these particular phrases that just stick around. Like once people say them, they forever become associated with a particular moment in time. Kangkong is another one. Or let them eat kangkong if you were around for that.
Kangkong and quinoa for me are forever linked, right? Partly because they both have such unpleasant mouthfeels that the idea of eating a dish of kangkong and quinoa is deeply off-putting. And I think that is perhaps why, alongside the let them eat cake energy that it came with, why it's one of my favourites. But can I advise you something works for so many things? I have to say, ever since it first entered the public sphere, I've seen it used in a variety of ways. I've seen it come out on Twitter. I've seen it memeified. I've heard it in regular conversation. And something about the energy and the personage involved in the quote means that it applies to so many different scenarios and always so well.
I feel like hashtag national embarrassment is going to be one of those things. It's going to get trotted out for a bunch of other people who behave in similarly embarrassing and perhaps unflattering ways. This is partly why I like the every time something big happens, and we are going to dive into the trial itself after this on Inside Story. But I always feel like this is where the Malaysian sense of irony and sense of humor shines. Every time something of political import happens, there's always a joke or a little nudge, wink, wink happening on the side.
Sometimes we laugh to keep from crying, but I think today we're just laughing. I don't know. I also think that not every judgment that is read in a court usually has the kind of cinematic impact that we expect it to. You know, for those of us raised on a steady diet of courtroom dramas and procedurals and movies, I think we think that there are always huge, big, sweeping closing statements and you know, you're out of order, and the judge kind of delivering this great judgment with huge gravitas. And sometimes you get that, but a lot of the time, it's also just legalese. You get the judgment, and it's pages of, I'm sure, beautifully written, but nonetheless, legalese. And so it's rare to have, I think, a statement coming directly from the court that is so imminently quotable. Because, again, I'm just going to go back to the original quote that came from the Court of Appeal judge, Dato' Abdul Karim Abdul Jalil. And this happened via video conference, which I think adds to the vibe. This is no national interest, as the appellant claimed for SRC. This is a national embarrassment. And that's where we are. So we'd like to hear from you. What are some of your favorite local catchphrases that have made their way into public parlance? Or do you just want to weigh in on this hashtag national embarrassment? You can, of course, call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It's just about 5:49 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. On today on Twitter, it's an easy one, really. There was one overwhelming hashtag that was just overpowering us all, and that was national embarrassment, as well as the Malay quote-unquote translation of it, Kemaluan Negara. And this came from the judgment, the ruling that was delivered today in the SRC appeal involving Dato' Sri Najib Razak. And this came because the judge said this is no national interest. As the appellant claimed for SRC, this is a national embarrassment. And from there, Twitter took off, did its thing, and now here we are talking about it. So we've been asking you for your thoughts on the hashtag itself, but also on some of your favourite local catchphrases. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
We have this from Lok, which I think you're best suited to explain, Lynn. Lok says, "But you're not being fair to me."
Okay, can I just say that the intonation is, "But you're not being fair to me." That is the only way you can deliver that line. And that, I think, is a direct reference to what? Dato' Sri Najib Razak. Like I said, the man is very quotable. That what he said before storming out of an Al Jazeera interview, the Al Jazeera interview that made a lot of headlines when it first emerged. And I remember it so well, and I remember the intonation so well, because that is one of my favorites. I trot it out. I have to say, I do actually trot that one out from time to time.
So speaking of intonations, and something that I actually remember really well, we have Long Long saying, "Listen, listen, listen." And for those of you who don't remember that clip or maybe didn't catch it, it's that one of a student in a university forum who basically the student in the crowd got up and talked about student participation in politics, I believe, and about Bursay. And the panelist essentially tried to talk over her. For me, it was the reason it's so memorable is that it's this glaring moment of disconnect between an adult being honestly really quite boomer in a situation where the younger person was making such good points.
Some of these catchphrases, right, don't do so well written down, I think. Because ultimately, if you don't remember how these things sound, or if you didn't catch whether the tapes were leaked or whether, you know, they were said in international interviews, if you don't remember how it was said, sometimes you read it and you're like, I don't get what's so funny or what's so quotable about that situation. I don't think it's a you had to be there thing, but I do think it's best if you go back and watch it or listen to it kind of thing. Because half the time, especially if you're hearing it quoted, it just functions better when you actually hear the original tone and the original, what's the word I'm looking for? Emphasis of how things were delivered. That's where this stuff lives and breathes.
I think it's a nobody says it better but them moment. We are but pale imitations of the original.
And yet we use it constantly. So we are talking today about perhaps some of our favourite local catchphrases. So far, a lot of them stem from Dato' Sri Najib Razak and family. But if you have others that you'd like to share, whether it's "Can I advise you something" or any variation of that, you can, of course, call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Just briefly, we were speaking earlier on about SMSs from the government and basically how we feel about that. And we do have this one from Marnaidu.
So Marnadu says the SMSs from the government are just a waste of money of rakyat, as raised by YB Hannah Yeo before. Not just her, others have raised this before as well. The information is not useful. Instead, maybe give like a 5% discount from the telco service provider. That'll be much more beneficial. I must say that took a turn I didn't expect, going from something that's a mild annoyance to actually giving you financial benefits.
I think that there is something to that, although, again, I don't want to discount, how important the SMS function actually is for the government. We talk a lot about the digital divide that exists. Not everybody has a smartphone, which is why reaching people through SMS, especially when it's something important, is so crucial. And the whole point of this is you don't want to abuse the system to the point at which people put you on a block list, which is something that we heard from a listener earlier as well. Now, we are having a hot contender coming in. We spoke earlier about how Datuk Sri Najib Razak has been the originator of many, many memorable catchphrases. But now there's a big shout for, well, Tun Sami Velu.
Well, you know, as a child of the 90s, I do remember when a week couldn't go by without a quote from Tun Sami Velu making the headlines or, you know, making the conversational rounds. Definitely. So, one of our listeners is crediting him with using the term hashtag Kemaluan back in the days. But Jimny just says, definitely anything from our beloved Tun Sami Velu.
There was a time where truly you couldn't go anywhere without, there wasn't a day without some form of quotable quote. It's just too bad that it was usually pre-Twitter, I think. You know, the bulk of all this happened in the days when newspapers were still the main way that you would get it, as well as RTM and the like. And so perhaps he didn't get his shine the way that he would in these days.
He never got to trend is the thing.
Not too late. We also have CF Choi saying, I still have a yellow t-shirt with that listen, listen, listen.
I feel like I missed out on getting that t-shirt and I need it just for, you know, to punctuate moments when I just need people to listen.
Choi, get back in touch. Where do you get your t-shirts? Meanwhile, TIDJ says, this has got to be my fave. Can I advise you something? I have to say, partly because doing an impression on air would get me in trouble, but I feel bad. I know that I'm not doing the line well. You know, I needed rehearsals or something.
I'm not going to do it, even though I remember it. I'm not very good at mimicking. But if anyone wants to send in voice notes, feel free.
Oh good Lord.
I'm opening up the floodgates. Radha says, and this one actually, I need context. I'm not sure if you remember it. Radha says, harap paga, paga makan padi, quite suitable for this case drama. Malu, malu.
Malu, malu, I'm familiar with. Not the first part though, I don't know.
This is just a peribahasa.
Yeah, I am thinking it's a peribahasa at this point. But yes, keep those thoughts coming. What are some of your favorite local catchphrases? We're talking about this because hashtag national embarrassment is trending. And actually that, more specifically, the decision itself is going to be what we look into on Inside Story after the 6 o'clock news. We're going to dive into the legal aspects of it, what further appeals lie ahead, and also what the political ramifications are for former Prime Minister, current felon, Najib Razak. So keep those thoughts coming. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.